Broadcasting from the David Price IMAX Center Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Location all set up. Took a while. Had a lot of good times with Crazy Charlie back in studio. We're going to be doing that a lot more anyways, but today the Wilco location. Tomorrow back into town because we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster doing the show just around the corner from our very good friends at the Omni Hotel. So today's show, let me lay it out for you. Here's what it looks like. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. That is top of hour number two in its customary position, Chris Landry. We also have Dave Biddle, Bucknuts. That's top of hour number three. Remember now, Buckeyes get Tulane this weekend, a team that's not very good, and then they go to Happy Valley, a place that will be very difficult. Buckeyes are a national championship contender so far. They were expected to be. That game in Happy Valley has immense meaning. Now, it might not knock them out. I'm not saying that if they were to lose. Might not knock Penn State out. But it's a big national power-on-power game. And that's next Saturday, a week from this Saturday. Can't wait for that one. I was saying this. Yesterday, I was on another show, and I think the Penn State-Ohio State game, at least on that date, is the game of the year to date. Now, we're going to have a few of those. I'm not calling it game of the century in any of that, but at the moment, I think it's the biggest power-on-power matchup to date, and we're a week out on that one. So, Dave Biddle, also Jack Arut from the years on ABC with Keith Jackson and also Brett Musburger, and many years on Sirius with me. Now, he had a different show. He had a midday show. I did the mornings, but good friend Jack Arut. We'll talk some college football with him. We'll get him to tell some good stories. He's got some. The John L. Smith where he's freaking out, blaming his coaches coming off the field in that game or any of the other wild circumstances he's been in with Keith Jackson or Musburger. He's got a million of those. We'll relay a few your way this morning when we get him later on this radio show. 888-702-5494. That's how you can get in this morning. Lines are clean. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill Is King. You can also email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. A lot of Gator and some Vol haters out this morning. I threw out a question, and we've discussed week four and the games. A&M will get a pretty good measurement against Alabama. Of course, they've already had a tough go. They got Clemson already and played well in that game. But they got to go to Tuscaloosa. Going to be tough. They're an underdog by about 26, 27 points. I didn't look at it this morning. So if there's an adjustment, you guys, bean counters out there, hit me up on it. Let me know. But Texas TCU, We've got some good games. Florida and Tennessee does not have the meaning it once had, but for the fan bases, they still want a winning. So I threw out, right before airtime, how many years will it be? And I'm not saying this laughingly, even though many of you are laughing. How many years will it be before the Tennessee-Florida game has national significance, has national meaning again? Because it's been a long time. It really has. It feels like a long time. Even though my memories of the 90s are very vivid. All those games, all the lead up to those games. That became the game on the schedule. It wasn't Tennessee-Alabama then. It wasn't Tennessee-Georgia. It was Tennessee-Florida. And when I threw it out there this morning, how many years will it take? The haters came out. All in Cleveland, who's a Buckeye, says, how about never? Is never realistic when answering the question, when will the Tennessee-Florida game be nationally important again? Significant. It has an impact on the big picture of college football. Is never actually a thing. Because there are some people who believe that. I'm not sure that's a ridiculous answer. We don't know. We don't. Here's some of the others. Daniel says on Twitter, decades. Well, that's the same as never, right? I mean, in essence, it is. Crass says, hopefully never, Bill, because I want Florida to suck forever. I'm telling you now, haters gonna hate. They're good with it. Aaron says, how about 5 years, Bill? Just a random number. Here's one. Very few people say this, but is this actually realistic as well? The fake Mel Kiper says, feels like Tennessee's going to get there first. Florida needs to find the right coach. Is it even allowable for anybody to suggest? Now, I'm talking about from a Gator perspective. For anybody to suggest that Mullen might not be the right coach to get this done. Because getting it done is returning to Spurrier, returning to Urban Meyer. That's getting it done. Going 9-3, 10-2, having a chance to win the East, getting blasted in the SEC championship game, ain't getting it done. We already know that. We've seen it recently, and it amounted to nothing. It did not predict anything. It actually got really bad in Max last year. So it means nothing. The other problem with that theory is good luck even getting to the Eastern Championship game with Georgia, the monstrosity that it is right now. Good luck. That's the other thing. There are a lot of doubters out there. I'm telling you, Gator fans and Tennessee fans, I'm putting you together here. I know you don't want to necessarily be related, but in this conversation, I'm making you related. There are a lot of people that don't think this is going to happen. Ryan jumps in and says, about 5 years, Bill. Mark says, and he's going opposite of the fake Mel Kiper, don't see this in the foreseeable future, Bill, because I don't see Pruitt doing his part. And he did spell I-I-T. A-I-G-H-T. That's the proper spelling, I think, of I-I-T. Because Jeremy's got that down, too, just like the boss, Nikki. Scott says, hey, Bill, 3 years minimum. Josh says, who? Never heard of her. uh, Buckeye Brenda, just out of the blue. Now, she's posted a little bit this morning. Says, Bill, Bama will embalm Saban when he dies and wheel him to the sidelines to intimidate opponents. It's not a bad idea, right? Not a bad idea at all. Because Nick ain't going anywhere for a long time now. Nick's a lifer. And I don't see anything easing up as far as Nick and Bama. It's just a juggernaut right now. Doesn't mean they won't get beat here or there, because everybody gets beat here or there. But competing for natties, oh yeah. Back to the Jeremy Pruitt thing, though. Here's the one guarantee I can give you about Jeremy Pruitt. I can't necessarily give you the number of wins or losses. None of us can. We can predict it, but I don't know if we can do it confidently. I can give you one item very confidently. Jeremy Pruitt, during his time at Tennessee, whether it's 3 years or 13 years or whatever, will recruit a very high level, highly ranked by the recruiting rankings classes. Now, what happens with the players, how they're developed, how they help the Vols and all that, we've got to see that. We don't know that part yet. You got to get them, though, to develop them. He will do that part. I can guarantee you that. He is an elite recruiter. I don't care if some of the state of Tennessee isn't choosing Tennessee right now, and quite a few of them aren't. Tennessee says quite a few of them they didn't want anyways. That's another debate. But I can promise you he's going to get big-time talent over the next X number of years. That's not a question. I think that is a question for Mullen. We know more about Mullen as a head coach and what he did at Mississippi State, which was a very good job. But I don't know that we know Mullen is an excellent recruiter. He's a very good developer, which is a key component of it. That's hard to do. Not everybody's equal there. He's a very good developer, but Jeremy Pruitt, and he's just a couple games in as a head coach, his team's not very good at all. But he will bring in talent. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He will. Josh's blog, not to be mistaken with Josh, says it may be a while. I'm not sure Moose Knuckle Mullen is a championship coach either. We don't know that. We know he's good, but good and championships are different. They're not equal. Matter of fact, that next step is hard to take. It is. Buckeyes get Tulane. Florida State, Northern Illinois. Speaking of depression there. And Jim in West Palm is trying to make arrangements to get up to our party on the 19th. Still don't have a name for it. Still haven't even heard anything, including from me, that sounds good as a name for this. Oh, and yesterday, Round Man sent a tweet, said, Bill, I called the Omni, and I tried to get the rate for the 19th of December. Actually, that'd be the 18th, right? You're coming in the night before, the day before, staying over the next day for our party. That'll be 6 to 11 for the show. We'll do the show for 5 hours that day. And he said they still did not have the rate. I posted on Twitter, hey, I'm waiting on Todd. Todd's working on it. Music City Todd. Todd tweeted. He said next 2 weeks he's going to have that nailed in for you. So when you folks call, they're going to know here's the rate for this event. And we're getting that done. Todd's working on it. Todd is the boss. He will get that done for you. Todd is a getting it done guy, okay? Period. So don't worry about that part. When I get that locked in, I'll let you know. And it should be next couple of weeks, he tells me, which is plenty of time, okay? Plenty of time to get you locked in. No, we're running out of time right now at all. We're all good. We're all good and clear. Speaking of Primo Seats, primoseats.com for your tickets. wherever you're going. You're heading out this weekend to your team's game, PrimoSeats.com. That's college ball, pro ball, whatever it is you're into. Both, do it. PrimoSeats.com. Get your discount, too. Yeah, make sure you can get your discount 5% off by taking the name Bill Is King and putting that in the promo code box. That's right, Bill Is King. Put that in the promo code box, and you get 5% off. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. That includes concerts. First break here, just getting started. Omni Nashville Hotel.
As you make your way to work this Thursday, be advised on I-65 southbound, we do have a disabled vehicle. This is right before the 65-24 merger. Already seeing brake lights at the merger, so you can't expect delays there. In the Brentwood area, another accident traveling 65 southbound right at Concord Road, causing some slower traffic, and already seeing slower traffic at the 24-40 merger. But outside of those places, you really shouldn't see any delays at this time. Worried about an attack in the parking lot? Maybe just afraid of a bully? Call the Academy of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, 945-6501. I'm John Boyce with on-time traffic.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade co-educational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
It's summertime in the French Quarter, and New Orleans is your destination for a getaway to the historic Hotel Montlion on the famed Royal Street in the middle of the Entertainment District. Celebrate New Orleans' 300th anniversary with the Hotel Montlion amid world-class restaurants. Special rates beginning at $129 per night. Convenient off-street valet parking. Call the Hotel Montlion, 866-338-4684. The French Quarter's most celebrated hotel, 866-338-4684.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to inspire others.
Why do thousands of teenagers here in Tennessee participate in high school sports and activities?
My reason why is friendship.
Their reasons are as diverse as the students themselves. But the one thing they all share is the opportunity to have fun and learn important life lessons. Lessons like supporting their community, learning how to be a leader, and building lifelong friendships.
My reason why is defying expectations.
Is there a grade school or middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association.
With a loaded squad of experienced vets and young superstars, the Atlanta Braves are the team to watch in the National League.
3-0 is hit high in the air, deep right center field. Pham going back to the track, to the wall. She's gone for Ronald Acuna.
Catch all the action as the Braves run to the postseason right here on your Middle Tennessee home for Atlanta Braves baseball, Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Appreciate the zillions checking in on the stream this morning. Thank you very much. 888-702-5494, brought to you by the Omni. Tide Time goes to the dictionary, pulls up A-I-T-H-T, I. And it's a thing, man. Says non-standard spelling of all right, representing informal pronunciation, I. That is a very dangerous trap to get caught into when you start using that word. Because I don't think Nick and Jeremy mean it. It's just literally a tag at the end of everything by saying I. And it gets repetitive and you can't stop it. It is. That's one of those items that can get stuck in your vocabulary and you literally have to work to get it out. If you want to work to get it out. I don't think you want me on the show ending everything with I. If you're a coach and you're talking to the team, that's a different topic. I still think it's funny. I like it. Skip says on Twitter this morning, 2020, hopefully sooner, for the Vols and the Gators. I would take 2020. If you gave me the college football God's ability to make this happen, and you said 2020 is the earliest that both those teams can be nationally together, meaningful when they play each other, I'd take it. That's a couple of years off. That's just 2 years off. I'd take it in a second. Because that would mean, A, you're getting there relatively quick, and B, you're getting there. There's no guarantee that that game's coming back. At all. I hope it does, because some of our best times during the 90s involved that game. Now, we've had good times involving lots of games, but you had Spurrier always agitating Tennessee. That would kind of be like, and it's not the historic equivalent of Michigan-Ohio State at all, but it would be like if Michigan and Ohio State had a coach that constantly verbally gigged the other team, made fun of them. And I don't mean in private. I mean where you would hear it and it would become public knowledge for all fans. I don't mean behind the scenes talking about how I hate Michigan if I'm a Buckeye or how I hate the Buckeyes if I'm a Mason Blue. I don't mean that private stuff. I mean when you're at a public speaking event, you take a serious shot. You make fun of them. You tell jokes where the other team is the brunt of the joke. It'd be kind of like that. Spice things up a little bit. That's what Spurrier did. And remember now, Spurrier's from East Tennessee. That's the other part. Buckeye Brenda says, it's going to be 10 years before they can get this right. How many coaches will that take then? If it's 10 years before that gets right, that means there's going to be some other head coaches involved in there. Correct? She goes on to say, the most exciting thing about Buckeye football in 18, we still haven't even played to our full potential. Looking forward to Urban unleashing the hounds of hell. Yeah, Urban's out of timeout, everybody. You know that, right? Just Business says I, and then I den. Brenda jumps in on the name of the party. Signing Spectacular Shindig. How about we just call it Urban Meyer for president? Then I'll have every Buckeye at the Omni. That'd be a turnoff for, like, other fans if it's nothing but a Buckeye Love Fest, but I, you know, I'd have that group down. Wayne says, how about Omni presents for your event? Early signing day a week before Christmas at the Omni. What I'm scared of right now is we're not going to come up with a name. We're just going to have a banner that says signing day party. That'll be a buzzkill. It'll still be a fun event. We'll make a lot of fun with this, but it's going to be a boring name. That's what I'm worried about. And again, I'm not doing anything to help that situation. I'm trying, but I'm not being creative. For some reason, whatever creative juices I possess aren't firing off in the proper order to come up with the right name. So I am very complicit here. Not blaming it on you. blaming it on me. I should be better than that. I've pretty much set it up to where there's not going to be a good name. That's what's happened here. And it's my fault. Pensacola Pete says, Bill, your tone of disgust and dismay when anything Florida State comes out of your mouth makes me laugh, giggle, and cry at the same time. You know, like suggesting Berg won't make the cut for the show anymore due to his being too painful? Yeah. I got you. I got you. There is no other way to look at Florida State right now but with incredible embarrassment and disgust and bewilderment and dismay and confusion. And I can go on and on. Josh comes up with one. And actually, this isn't bad. Matter of fact, this might be the leader in the clubhouse. Now, I'm not saying it's going to win. I'm just saying to date. Because one thing I do want to do, I want to make sure at this event on the 19th that the fans are involved. Because I don't want it to be a show where I'm at a podium and you guys are just all sitting there. I want everybody to have fun and be involved. And I want to make sure we love on the Omni, right? So Josh comes up with the term OmniFest 2018. That's actually pretty good. That's actually better than anything times infinity that I've come up with. And it's easy. It's short. It fits on a banner. And we can put other things up there too, right? Yeah, we can have fun with it too. OmniFest 2018. That's the leader in the clubhouse. Josh. Josh must have taken a good swig of that crown apple and then come up with that. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. If you're in the 615, and many of you in this audience are way out there, so I can't get to your house. But the guys around the 615, when it comes to pest control, we can get to your house. 615-293-0722, Southeastern Termite and Pest. And this time of year, ants, people complaining about ants. Still a lot of termite jobs out there. Haven't had as many brown recluse calls. But now Gator Brandon needs a touch-up back at his house. Heard from him the other day. We're going to get out there. We're looking at the schedule. We've got to get by his place out there in the Gallatin, Lebanon area. But if you do need any pest control, and maybe it's just your quarterly spray, which you need to be on, everybody, 615-293-0722. We'll get the guys out there quick, get you taken care of. Break time, bottom of the hour, Thursday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's on I-65 southbound. We do have a disabled vehicle. This is right before the 65-24 merger. Already seeing brake lights at the merger, so you can't expect delays there. In the Brentwood area, another accident traveling 65 southbound right at Concord Road, causing some slower traffic, and already seeing slower traffic at the 24-40 merger. But outside of those places, you really shouldn't see any delays at this time. Charcoal Cowboys Barbecue is now open on Nolensville Pike in Lenox Village. CharcoalCowboysBarbecue.com. John Boyce with on-time traffic.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch, y'all. The 39th annual Nashville Oktoberfest happening October 11th through the 14th in historic Germantown on Jefferson Street. The festival is free. Enjoy some good old beer, brats, and some great German music. For more information, go online to the Nashville Oktoberfest with a K.com. Sponsored by Lippmann, Paulner, Monell's, Reinhardt, Von Elrod's. Oktoberfest happening October 11th through the 14th. We'll see you there.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Jim Renitz, CEO of Innsbank. For over 17 years, Innsbank has been proudly helping Middle Tennessee businesses, people we consider friends. Innsbank is a true local bank built by and for Nashville business leaders. A place where clients' best interests come first. A place where you have access to local decision makers. And a place where you receive the personalized service you deserve. It's because we are a different kind of bank that knows what makes sense for you and your business. Come visit us at our Green Hills or Brentwood office or online at InsBankTN.com. Your bank, your partner. Get to know InsBank, where genuine matters.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nashville Sports Radio is your home for Ensworth Tigers football.
Every game, every play, every week.
Head coach Jeremy Garrett and his staff continue the championship tradition of Ensworth Tigers football. This week, the Ensworth Tigers host Trezevant High School. And you can catch the call right here on Nashville Sports Radio. The voice of Ensworth Tigers football, Jonathan Schaefer and his crew are on hand for all the action of Ensworth Tigers football. Right here on Nashville Sports Radio. King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
So Josh came up with OmniFest 2018. That's pretty good. That might stick. Now, here's my question. Is there another term or word other than fest? But I like it. I like it. It's used a lot, meaning the fest part. So I'm trying to be different. Maybe I'm overthinking it there, though. Maybe I am. Crazy Charlie back in our downtown studio. CC, grab a mic, if you will, and tell me. OmniFest 2018. How does that flow?
It's not bad.
What is it you're looking for? I'm still thinking out loud.
Well, there's no mention of the show.
Well, we'll add to that. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to add to that for sure. OmniFest 2018, something, something, something.
Also,
you do somethings.
As much as I love to celebrate the Omni, that sounds like just a celebration of the Omni.
We got to add to it. Yeah. No, I hear you. That's something we'll...
Now, listen, OmniFest, I'll attend an OmniFest any day. Music
Correct.
City, Todd knows that. Any city, any Omni, I'll go to OmniFest. But, you know, I think with WNSR and Bill King and signing day, those three things kind of need to be worked in, at least in some capacity.
Right. No, I hear you.
The Omni doesn't need any more banners just for the Omni.
Yeah, that's true.
They're well stocked.
OmniFest 2018, and then everything I'm thinking of I don't like after that. Oh, presented by, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow. Charlie, you'll be back in studio, correct?
Yeah, because I'll have the first hour as you guys logistically get set up. Bill, I've set up something kind of neat. You know, our good friend Price Atkinson has a little bit of a side gig called Yards and Stripes, and he's covering the Service Academy football. So we're going to do a little segment tomorrow morning on Service Academy football, just real quick in the middle of that, and maybe get caught up on a couple other topics. But that's something I've already kind of planned out and targeted, something we don't get to talk about nearly as often as we would like, and I figured it would be a good opportunity to spend just about 10 minutes updating everybody on what's going on in the world of Service Academy football.
You tweet here, it drives you crazy when you hear professional speakers use too much.
Most certainly.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Right now, it is actually a very prevalent thing in our business. I hate it. People just want to continue talking and talking over the top of each other while they're processing words or thoughts, and they just don't get it done. Bill, you see any of these press conferences nowadays, and it's legit one and after one legit word, and it seems like it goes that way all day long now. So it's kind of bothersome. I mean, I admit I will do it from time to time. I mean, my brain does lock up and I freeze sometimes, or a word suddenly drops out, but for the most part I try to just pause and collect myself and then get back to it. There's just no reason to just continue tripping over yourself time and time again. It turns off the audience and it makes you sound less effective as a talk show host.
Bubby says, and he's talking about coming up here for our event on the 19th. The 18th, a lot of people are arriving. Says, I hope the relevance of that Tennessee-Florida game is just a 90s thing and has to wait another three quarters of a century. Hashtag just saying. Well, if you're Georgia, you've got a monstrous head start on other East Division wannabes. A huge head start. You're out of the blocks way down the track with the other teams behind you. All of them. And Kentucky's playing some good football right now. I'm talking about everybody, though. If the topic is winning the East, Ohio State, now, that's not a new item because Urban Meyer's not new there. But they're out in front, personnel-wise, in the East. Maybe not with the significance that that Georgia is, but that's not necessarily to demean Ohio State. That's to say the rest of the East is further behind. Penn State's got a good-looking roster. It might not be a natty roster. It's a good-looking roster. Michigan's got talent. They don't always use it correctly, but they've got talent. Michigan State is well-developed year to year. We know that. We've seen it. There's competition there. The Big Ten East is way deeper than the SEC East right now. And that's even with teams like Michigan State losing to Arizona State, Michigan losing to Notre Dame. That's correct. That's correct. Bobby, I hope you're there, buddy. Nick says, Bill, I would like the Bama and Tennessee game to be competitive so that defeating Tennessee would be fun again. Now, that's something that a lot of fans won't admit to. For example, Ohio State owns Michigan right now, correct? And I'll never get a Buckeye fan to say, you know what, we're winning this game so much and so repetitively that it's boring to me. It doesn't energize me like it used to. I don't think Buckeye fans look at it like that, from what I can tell. And even if they were kind of getting bored with it, they would never admit it. I probably wouldn't either. I do think Bama fans, now Bama, Tennessee is not the same as Ohio State, Michigan. Bama, Auburn is. But Bama, Tennessee isn't. I do think Bama fans are bored with that series because Tennessee has done nothing to hold up their end of the bargain, so to speak. Nothing. Now, there have been a couple close games recently. Not many, but a few. Kiffin had one a couple of years ago that was a close one. But for the most part, they've been Alabama routes. And Alabama has owned the thing for a long time. Last time Tennessee beat them, you had Shula. A Shula. And it wasn't Don as the head coach. Last time Tennessee beat Florida, other than Mack a couple of years ago, you got to go back to Zucker. So the Vols are a big holdup here. I know the locals don't want to hear it, but it's true. Actually, the locals are getting used to it now because it's been going on for a while. I'll take that back. Jim down in West Palm, hope Jim can come up too, says, I think there will be years where Tennessee and Florida will play a meaningful game, but I don't ever see it getting back to the 90s. Well, one reason it might not get back to the 90s is, again, Georgia. In the 90s, you had Ray Goff and Jim Donnan running things at Georgia. Georgia is significantly better coached than they were then. And they're bringing in ridiculous talent. Now, they brought in talent then, too. But this is probably another notch, what they're bringing in now. Georgia's the thing, everybody. I'm telling you. Georgia is a thing. Josh says, King's OmniFest 2018. King's Signing Day OmniFest 2018. I'm trying hard here, everybody. I don't necessarily like everything I'm saying, but I'm trying. Jim says, Bill, the name should be the Bill King WNSR Signing Day Blowout. OmniFest 2018. Bubby says, what about Billapalooza 2018? Guy from Gulfport says the same thing. how about OmniFest, Beau Rivage, Signing Day, WNSR, Bill King, Blowout with Crazy Charlie? That all can get on a banner, right? Coach Marshall, Bill and Charlie's glorious signing day at the Omni. GATA, standing for get after that a double dollar sign. In case you didn't know what that was, that's not new, but maybe some audience members don't know what GATA means. Get after that a double dollar sign. Says, with Clemson, Bama, Georgia all rolling right now, it may take a while for both to be good. I see Florida getting better faster than Tennessee. I would give you your Florida theory there faster than Tennessee, and they have better talent than the Vols now. They're not a very talented roster, Florida, but they're better than Tennessee. We'll see what happens Saturday night. But I'm not convinced yet that Florida gets there faster than Tennessee, because I think Jeremy Pruitt is a better recruiter than Mullen. That's my debate. I'm playing mental volleyball with that one a little bit. Says, Bill, and this is Karen, who's now going by the name Tua Is Soft. I challenge you to go 15 minutes without the B word. What's the B word? I don't even know what the B word is. Saban, is that the B word? Tua? Ohio State? Tennessee, Florida? Is basketball the B word? Ross says, hey, Bill, what about the hat pick at the Omni? Some of that. Just Business, the Bill King Omni takeover on WNSR. We'll come up with something. We'll come up with something. We've got to get the break here. Top of the hour, Mr. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We'll talk some oblong spheroid with him. Dave Biddle, Bucknuts. Top of hour two. Jack Arute. I'm looking forward to talking to Jack. Spent a couple of years. College football tales with Big Jack. Looking forward to that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Crews are still dealing with two separate accidents on I-65. One is right before the 65-24 merger north of town. This is in an area that's already prone to problems. You're going to see quite a few brake lights in that area. The other one traveling in Brentwood away from Nashville, right at Concord Road. Not really seeing many problems from that. No other accidents to report, but we are starting to see our typical congestion on 24 starting in the Smyrna area. Things are going to drop below 70 miles per hour. On Vietnam Vets in Hendersonville, things moving a little bit slower. Don't let your glass be a pain. Best Price Auto Glass, 877-0008. John Boyce on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Sign up for free daily sports betting coverage for the Vegas Stats and Information Network at vsin.com/newsletter. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The status of Marcus Mariota for Sunday's matchup at Jacksonville remains unclear, so the game is still off the boards at many of the Las Vegas sports book, although the Jaguars are a 6.5-point early favorite in this one. Mariota still feeling tingling in his fingers after a hit in the season opener. Tennessee, a 5-point underdog at home against the Florida Gators. The over-under for that one at Neyland Stadium is 47. Memphis, a 28.5-point favorite at home with South Alabama. South Carolina, a 2-point favorite at Vanderbilt. The over-under there is 54.5. For the latest odds all the time, go to vsin.com. I'm Mike Tennant, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh-cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. This month, try the chicken choices, teriyaki, parmesan, chicken Philly, and chicken cordon bleu with fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn, and right now, it's starting at $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfect formulated for thicker grass and happier lawn owners. So spread the word and get up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Scott's Thicker Lawn, starting at $19.98 a bag, and it's now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
WNSR weather. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Sunny this morning and hot, a high of 95. Mostly clear this evening, low 74. Friday, sunshine, chance of a storm, a high of 90. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Landry football in about 10 minutes. Chris has got his service where you can read his breakdown of teams and games. That's College Impro. He also has his podcast. We'll be talking about that too. He goes in depth on what happened at Florida State. We'll talk about that with him. He can give us some cliff notes on that, and then we can send you to the podcast. Landry. ChrisLandry.com is a fantastic site, and we're going to have him up here. LandryFootball.com, sorry. We'll have him up here in just a couple of minutes. Guy from Gulfport checking in. says the Factacular OmniFest 2018. Rob in the 210 San Antonio says Bill King Biscuit Eater's first annual signing day bash. Oh, the B word, according to KKL, who now goes by Tua is soft, is Bama. She's trying to ban the word Bama, or she's trying to get me to go 15 minutes without Bama. I think we've done it before. I can't prove that. I'm not going to go back and listen to the tape to prove that. I'm just not. If I'm guilty, I'm guilty. SEC Mike says 2 days would be his answer regarding when that game's going to be nationally significant. Well, it'll be on national TV. That's true. Are both teams nationally pertinent right now? The answer is no. Both are wannabes right now. They have the ability to get back in there, but the answer right now is no. I don't even know what to expect in that Tennessee-Florida game. I don't. Aggies and, can I say Alabama? If I say Alabama, is that invading the B word? Or evading it? Either one. We're going to get another measurement on the Aggies. Clemson's a good team, and they took them to the wire. Felt like they got a bad call. I saw it too. That happens sometimes in games, like Jimbo said, though. Going to Alabama is a different thing, though. Playing that game in Tuscaloosa, playing this team in Tuscaloosa, is more daunting than Clemson. And that's not to say Clemson won't be the last team standing this year, because we know what we get in Clemson. It's a damn steady, good program. Excellent program. Competing for titles program. But the way Alabama looks to be playing appears to be several notches up from anything that the Aggies have seen to date. Different environment. Quarterback who's gone crazy in a good way. Tua. Yeah, crazy in a good way. That number was around 26 yesterday. I did not look at the refresh number, if there is one. 614 Rob, the Bill King National Signing Day Fan Fest, brought to you by Nashville's WNSR and the Omni Hotel. Hey, your creativity's good, man. Keep them coming. I'm not critiquing, because the only way I'm going to critique you folks on these names is if I come up with something that I think is way better and I can step up on a pedestal and go, ha, beat mine. I got nothing. Karen says, and again, going by the name Tua is soft, Tua has small hands. Okay. She's trying to get it to where Tua becomes soft for that game on Saturday. Soul Street Coffee checking in. He'll be there. Those of you who've met him, good dude, man. Ole Miss Evie got to meet him down in Oxford over the weekend, and she's still screaming happiness about the coffee that he gave her. Every time... When I've seen him now, he's always got a bag of coffee neatly presented, and he gives people because he's opening his coffee shop. Dude knows what he's doing, and it's delicious. It smells incredible. Like, you open the bag and you get that deep, rich coffee smell. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. He says the Aggies are going to meet the Apex Predator on Saturday. Hashtag Roll Tide. Why don't we call it Rob's Parlay 2018 Signing Day Palooza? Let's see. And he can put a parlay up there for everybody. Josh says Crazy King's OmniFest. That won't work. Crazy Charlie's OmniFest. That would work because it's naturally a word. Crazy King ain't a word. That would not flow. Vince says my prediction is Bama by 28. And then we'll see that the Aggies are overrated. All right, Chris Landry coming up. Did you hear that? All right. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Dave Bitt a little bit later.